right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down and decoding the topic Lucifer's Lead. Lucifer's Lead decoded, and, you know, looking at this graphic, it really kind of gives the feel for what the title is. And just to the left of the winged being here is a three-dimensional steel box of lead. And, you know, typically lead is known as the element of Kronos, Father Time. And I'm going to show you how this is where Lucifer gets stuck in time and becomes lead. And then it's trapped in this energy, and now it has a contract with the energy exchange of lead to gold. Okay, this is kind of what the formula is going to be for this. So let's jump right in, and let's first start with this. I don't even know how to describe how amazing this discovery was when I started to decode it. Someone had shared, several of you had shared it. I've seen several times online. I can't remember who you were, but thank you to those of you that have shared this. So if you've shared this, this is, you know, a decode for you, but this is, you know, what I refer to now as the 1134 code, which is, you know, in parentheses, it would be hell. And what's really interesting is Lucifer, in the conversion to Latin, in the only scripture in the Holy Bible, the Isaiah 14 verses 12, the four letters are Hey, Yod, Lamed, Lamed, which spells out hell. There's going to be some vowels in there that people will put in, and they'll pronounce it Hey, Lil, but it's hell. And this is why Lucifer is tied to the fall and going down to play the game. And this is why you have the story and the connections of the angels wanting to mate with the female physical women, and all those stories fit into this. But this amazing code right here, this 1134 code, has completely revolutionized my way of thinking in a lot of ways, confirming a lot of things, and I hope that's exactly what it will do for you as well. So all we have to do is really kind of drop down the numbers into their roots. The root numbers meaning what number, these composite numbers, composite meaning more than one, what number does the composite number drop down into as its root? And 1134 drops down into the 2 and the 7. And that, when you add those up, will have a root of the number 9. And the 9 is tied to endings and completions. It's also tied to repeat. 9 is a repeater number. You put any number next to the number 9, and it will repeat it when you add it up and reduce it down to its root number. So 9 really is never ending. And this kind of talks about how religion says that the false prophet and the beast will be thrown into the lake of fire, and it will burn forever and ever, meaning for eternity, because the 9 represents, in this case, hell, which talks about the lead of Lucifer. Now, I have a decode out on the Patreon on hell, and you're more than willing to get over there and check it out. It's about an hour and 22 minutes long, breaking all this stuff down in all its totality. But let me just show you what this is connected to, and keep it really tight here. And we're going to just connect it to science and how big the periodic table is when describing and narrating this reality, when you connect it to the science of numbers. In this case, you could see how the word devil in the oldest numerology cipher that I know of on the planet, Chaldean, is a match to the isotope of the 9th element called fluorine, and the 9 is the root of that 1134 code, which is hell in the mirror, right? In the simplicity of just putting 1134 in the mirror and flipping it, you get the number 9 at its root, and we just instantly and automatically can connect to the devil card. Now, what's fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, is when you take this number 9 and you go to the calculator here and you type in 9. Okay, let me just get rid of that. We type in 9, right? And 9 is the root of the 27, which is the root of the 1134, which is hell spelled in the mirror, right? So the 9 gets the big tagline here, and the 9 is a 16, which is tied to the word hell. How about that? Coincidence? Absolutely not. And then if we take the number 16 and we look into the elements on the periodic table, you're going to get sulfur, which is fire and brimstone. See, so this is the magic in Chaldean numerology, just how pertinent it is and how special of a cipher it is. And you get fluorine. And I mean, just look at the image the Royal Society of Chemistry uses for fluorine. And if you go study and watch what it does in real time in the physicality of our world, well, you could see how it's pointed to the devil, the diabolos, right? The devil. So now this is where we're going to get into Lucifer and how Lucifer is tied to hell. Okay. And you're in it. We're in it. And Lucifer, of course, represents your ego and your desires. And you have this connection to the sun, the fall of the sun. And then you have the connection to Venus, and Venus meaning love and lust and desire. They're all in here. But when you spell out the word Lucifer on the periodic table, now, there's not a lot of words that you could do this with, but you can with Lucifer. And you'll notice that when you add up the protons, just the protons of lutetium, carbon, iodine, fluorine, and erbium, notice that it has the element fluorine in there, which is tied to the devil. So it has it in here. And when you add up the protons, neutrons, and I'm sorry, when you add up the protons, excuse me, you get the 207. And if you just drop the zero, there it is. And, you know, is this stretching anything here? Or is this really how you observe the code? Well, over 500 videos now, my final answer is this is how you observe the code. This is how you observe the code. And when you look at the element that these protons make up, when you add them all up, you get lead. This is called plumbum. It's a really weird word for this element, lead. And you can see it has the number 82 there, and that's the number of Kronos, typically, right? In the normal ancient text for the elements to the planets, 82 lead gets to Saturn. And Saturn, it means time. Saturn is time. So now you have perhaps the story of the fallen angel getting stuck in time and becoming lead and being harvested for the exchange of lead to gold. Okay. Now, let's get into the molar mass of the spelling of Lucifer. The molar mass is the terminology in science where you add up the isotopes. These are called isotopes. This is the proton and neutron. When you add these up and going to the trusty calculator, we get the number 499. Now, there is no element that has a 499 for its isotope. So I'm going to show you a way how to do that. But before I do that, let's check the mathematics of the 499, shall we? And you see that 499 is a very important number. It's a prime number. These are like standalone numbers, right? They're like king or queen energy numbers, because it's only divided by one and itself. So it's a standalone number. And that I knew right away that what the 95 was, because it's tied to one half of the I am. So is this alluding to the fact that Lucifer and the fall of Lucifer comes from the I and then becomes the am? And of course, there is the story here of Lucifer being one half of God, because God has a contract with the devil. And that's the ego. The spirit has a contract with the ego. When you look at this through numerology and you type in ego, you're going to get the devil card. This is the 15th card in the deck, and we just referenced the major arcana, and there it is. So the ego is the devil. Now, the opposite of that is going to be the spirit, which is the number 19, and the 19th card in the tarot is the sun. You see, so now you have the reference and the connection to Lucifer being the light bringer and it being tied to the sun and the fall of the sun down into the ego and the devil. And now you get spirit into matter. Spirit into matter. So there's several ways that you can look at this. But this right here, also, if you watch My Life is But a Dream, 53 and 95 is 148, and that's tied to Life is But a Dream, Samarium, and the dreamer. So we just, is this just living in the dream? I mean, this is lucid dreaming, Lucifer, lucid dreaming. Are we all just in a dream? If you watch My Life is But a Dream, that's what it alluded to. And, you know, I believe that we're entertainment, we're in a movie. But you could also say it's a dream of the cosmos. So there's that layer right there. Just from the molar mass of spelling out Lucifer on the periodic table leads to the I am and one half of the I, which is the am. Okay, very, very fascinating. And keep in mind, these are two letters of the three mother letters in Hebrew. Aleph, Mem, and the only letter missing is Shin. And then you have Sam, and you have Samael. Okay, the I and the am, the devil. Samael being the devil, that having a contract in the Talmud, having a contract with God, who is the angel of death. Okay, tied to Lucifer, the fall, and having the position of that. So let's keep going here, ladies and gentlemen. Then we also have the 95 being tied to the isotope 95 in the 42nd element of an element called molybdenum. And this element right here, when you go to the periodic table, also is going to tell you about lead. You see that the name is derived from molybdos, which means lead. So now we have another big indicator of Lucifer being lead, being stuck in time. And I mean the subtleties here. It was discovered by Peter, otherwise known as Saint Peter. And Peter was the first pope, the fallen angel, the pope. And he was crucified upside down, the inversion. See how all this connects together? And this 42 is really big because it's tied to the lake of fire, where Lucifer and the Diabolos and lead and time and the false prophet and all those stories in theology are said to be. And molybdenum, of course, has 33 known isotopes. And there's the crucifixion tied to the number 42. The word crucifixion, just so we can be really clear, that is 42. Same with reincarnation is 42. All tied to the 42nd element. Remember in Douglas Noel Adams and the secret, life, the universe, everything. The number 42, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Okay. So now you can see how it's tied directly. And just the complete amazement here of being able to spell out the Latinized version of Lucifer and hell in Hebrew. Okay, which is in the Greek, it's going to be Eos Phoros, which is the dawn, the light of the dawn, the light bringer. Dawn being sunrise, tied to the sun. Okay, tied to the sun. So I have a decode out already on Patreon, just so you know. If you want to watch this decode, Lake of Fire is out on the Patreon, and it had a lot of great reveals to it. One of the better ones, I thought, anyway. But let's keep going with this. And now I want to show you a technique that you could do if you're going to start doing this as a decoder. If you're going to add up the molar masses after maybe spelling out some words, you could spell out Jesus. Okay, Jesus's name in the Greek, Jesus. You could spell that out as well. But now, like I said, there is no isotope that goes above 294. And what I mean by that, I'm going to go to the periodic table. And you see that the last element, the OG, Oganesson, or Oganesson, only goes up to 294. There isn't anything higher than that. So now I'm going to do the rules of the cards and the rules of the tarot, where if you get a number above 78 cards in the tarot, 52 cards in the cards of illumination, you're just going to take the last number, 52 for the cards, 78 for the tarot. If you get like 95, you subtract 78 tarot cards, you're going to get your answer to what the 98 means. So we're going to do the same rules here with the 499, and we're going to subtract the 294. And we get the 205, which goes right back to lead. Because lead has several isotopes, 205, 206, 207. 206 being the main one, because 206 is the decay from uranium, the 92nd element. So uranium is heaven, and we can get into the decay of the elements and the story, the allegorical story of these angels coming down from the heavenly realms, which is Uranus, down into lead, which is the 82nd element, going 10 levels down, if you will, if you want to look at it that way. So this is just absolutely fascinating, and this is how Lucifer is tied to lead and Saturn and time, being stuck in time, right? So going back to this 1134 code, and linking it to lead, 207, 205, no matter what, we get the outcome. And the 207 is the root of the 1134. Well, now when we do the numerology of lead, we get a match to Sheol. And you see lead 13, Sheol, which is the word for hell in Hebrew. They're both a number 13. And when you convert it to the tarot, you can see that it means death, which, of course, that's what Sheol is. And that's exactly where each and every one of us is going to end up physically. You're going to die. And this correlates to the scripture of, if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, you will positively die. So that story fits in here as well. And of course, the serpents died to Lucifer, and Lucifer says, you positively will not die, completely inverting and flipping the script in those stories. So again, I'm not saying these stories are real. They're allegorical, but they're connected to alchemy and the tarot and numerology. And this simple, ridiculous code, I'm just going to say it's ridiculous because it is, how we get the word hell flipped from the 1134, and that goes all the way down to the 2 and the 7 and the number, eventually the number 9, which, remember, 9 is devil. The devil, right? Tied to that fluorine element. So we're getting to the tail end of this short decode here. Here is the story of Pandora. And Pandora being tied to Lucifer. Being tied because Lucifer is the fallen angel going down into the hole, going down and opening up Pandora's box. Being the first, because Lucifer is known as the first. So Pandora, which of course is tied to Venus, and Venus is tied to Lucifer because it's all about love and desire and lust. But you could see that Pandora was the first woman created by the gods. You could even connect this to Lilith. And she opened that jar, and it was called Pandora's box, and then all the evils were released into the world. And you could see that the word Pandora, from Greek, where it originally came from, has that number 82, the 82 protons. And this right here, this, I have the 206, because the 206, again, is the element that decays all the way down from uranium, which means heaven, element number 92. So now it's very clear, folks, that Lucifer is tied to the desire and the lust and the desire to want to go play the game and humping and screwing and all those stories that fit into going and mating with the women on earth and all that, and opening up the shit show and being tied to the number 82. And now the evils released into the world, the opposite of good and hope, right? And now you instantly create a dualistic nature, and now you become part of that lead. And again, it's lead to gold. And this is why the Ark of the Covenant is made of gold. Okay. That's why all these stories fit this way. And this is going to, of course, the root number for that is one. One. And I'll just do this on the fly. just so we could be really easy. We could see this. So the root of 82 is 1, right? 82 is going to reduce down to the number 1. And when we say 1, you get 17. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you go look at Thomas John Ellis, which I've shown so many times, well, look at what day he was born on. Look at his birthday. What day was he born in November? On what day? The 17th. 17. Coincidence? Is that a coincidence? That the root for Pandora is 1 and 1 is 17 and Thomas John Ellis was born on the 17th. No, there wasn't. You're living in a scripted reality, first and foremost, but these stories kind of cement that and showing you that we're living in a story. We're living in a screenplay. We're living it out, right? That's what we're doing. Now, if you want to have more information on this, I do have that Hell Decoded out on the Patreon. And I also have, and I have an error here in the spelling, those of you that are the spell police, I have this out on Patreon as well, which further cements what the role of Saturn and time eating its children and Lucifer and the desire and all the Pandora's box, linking it to Revelation 9 verses 11, talking about Abaddon, the destroyer, which Abaddon is a Hebrew word. In Greek, it'll be Apollyon. And remember, Apollyon has the word Apollo in it, which means the sun. Okay? The sun. So there's mighty reference to Lucifer being tied to the sun and the fall from the sun down and becoming lead and now becoming death and tied to the four horsemen, absolutely having a contract and tied to Samael and in the Talmud and the angel of death and all that kind of stuff. Okay? But this is tied to Pandora and then Venus is here and it's the fall of man. All these stories fit in there. So now you know. And what this, the root is 1, and the 1 is 17, and 17 is the birthday for Thomas John Ellis. They cast it to play Lucifer. So if you're interested in going further with this decode, head over to Patreon and become a donating member, and you can watch the Abaddon the Destroyer. You can watch the Hell Decoded. These are big time decodes, and so many other ones I have, over 60 videos and counting. Of exclusive video presentations that you won't find here on the public YouTube. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.